If you have had a bad day, a scan through the Instagram page or website of artist Geneva Bowers could be the perfect fix. You'll find illustrations with swirling, soothing shades of lavender, girls with spaghetti for hair and sparkles on their cheeks. And Geneva's art also has another motive, increasing the representation of Black and brown characters in science fiction and fantasy. Geneva Bowers is based in Western North Carolina and is the author of the webcomic Hover Girls. Geneva, welcome to The State of Things.
Hi, nice to meet you, and thank you for having me.
Of course. So we've been talking a lot today about the power of storytelling and having the opportunity to share your story. And I'm curious about your own process of particularly wanting to create characters that looked like you in the webcomics that you were creating. So talk to me about that and why that was important.
It's important because growing up, I didn't really see much of that. And I know that it's still an empty space. Like, there's not a lot of representation that isn't, like, stereotypical in fantasy and sci-fi. So I was hoping to just play a part, you know, and just widening everyone's horizons and saying and showing that Black people, brown people can be this magical girl, or it can be this, like, space alien fighter, or just something cool, just something out of the box that we didn't get to see as children.
You created two awesome characters, Jaleesa and Kim Vasquez. They're cousins, and they're trying to make it in the city of Los Aguaceros, I guess, a play on Los Angeles. And their story is that told in Hover Girls. And what really struck me looking through the comic is they're such unconventional-looking superheroes. Their body shapes are very different from any other superhero body shapes I've ever seen before. So talk about that. Talk about kind of designing their physicality and what you were trying to do there.
Well, I wanted them to be, like, real, you know, like, actually real ladies who do real things and have real lives and real ambitions. So, you know, in comics, they look a certain way, probably because of tradition. So that was my way of breaking tradition, by just showing that they're real people doing real things, despite whatever like, unreal thing happens to them.
So why did you want to create these two women who kind of live these dual lives? What inspired the premise for Hover Girls?
I think it was probably because of the, like, quote unquote American dream. Like, they are, like, one of them is trying to really follow that American dream, and one of them isn't. She just wants to do her own thing. And I just kind of wanted to show the duality of, like, you can follow your dreams, or you don't have to do anything. You just live your life the way you want to. And both are okay, and both have their own rewards.
Through the webcomic, what I find so cool is that it's a conversation with your fans. After each installment that you write, you see people writing in at the bottom of, oh my gosh, I can't believe they did this, and what are they going to do that? Do you feel like the fans and the readers shape the story that you're telling through these illustrations, through this comic, or do you have an arc designed in your own head?
There actually was, like, one big old grand design, but the comments and feedback and surprises that people said actually did shape, like, towards the end. Not spoiling anything, but the end was actually going to be very different until I saw how it was affecting people's perceptions. So the ending actually changed because of the way people were reading it and their surprises and such. And that was really cool to, like, see that happen in, like, real time.
So people can go check that out, I guess, to see the ending. Start at the beginning of Hover Girls. But is there a particular message that you want people to kind of take away from the series? Obviously, it's visually stunning and fun and humorous at times. But is there kind of a bigger takeaway that you want people to come away with from the webcomic?
I think it's probably just this motto that I've heard somewhere, but I've just kind of stolen. But it's just, everything is going to be fine. Everything's going to be okay. Like, especially now during the pandemic, where everything is just upside down and a lot of stuff is happening. Like, whatever bad thing is happening is usually temporary, and there's just always something to look forward to. It might be a long ways away, but there's always something, and everything's just going to be fine in some way or other.
How do you keep that motto alive especially in these times. I want to believe you, but it doesn't feel like everything's going to be okay right now.
Yeah, it's very hard. I mean, a lot of people are hurting right now, especially. I just try to put my mind forward and see, like, what can I do to try to ride this out to get to that better place.
Does art play a part in that?
Oh, it does. That's why I do most of the soothing art. I was doing it actually selfishly for myself a couple of years back because I have some really bad anxiety. And doing this soothing art was actually soothing for me. And by happenstance, it was soothing for everybody else. But now it feels like kind of like a duty and a place to like make some of this like happy or soothing art to help someone else who maybe it's just having the worst day of their life, but maybe they just see a nice image and maybe it'll take them away for just a second.
So the process of creating the beautiful image, creating the character was soothing for you?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Is there any particular image that you have a specific memory attached to that feels particularly soothing?
I don't think so. They're all like... they're all like, oh my gosh, I'm having really bad anxiety. Let me draw some giant clouds or some plants and that'll help me out. And it also just happens to help out so many other people, which I'm extremely grateful for.
I feel like you can see the landscape of Western North Carolina in your art. Even, I mean, people who haven't been there may not see it, but as someone who's been there, I see it in little pieces. So talk about that. I mean, does living where you live inspire what comes out through your illustrations?
Oh, it does a lot. I actually had a fear of the mountains. I'm not actually from the mountains, but I had a fear once I moved here of the heights and like the terrain, but I eventually like grew to love it. I bet like if I lived near the beach, there would be just a bunch of flat and beach scenes.
As an illustrator, I mean, you've done a book about Beyonce. You've created this webcomic, Hover Girls. I saw that you have some credits on Netflix and DreamWorks. What are your hopes moving forward? Do you want to make illustration kind of your full-time life pursuit? What do you think?
Yes, definitely. I'm extremely grateful and blessed to even be in this position. And honestly, I just wanted to keep it going, just live simply and just draw. And just the fact that I'm able to like live off of it in some way, shape, or form is just, it's kind of like icing on top of the cake right now. I'm extremely grateful.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today. My guest is Geneva Bowers, an artist based in Western North Carolina. And you can find her webcomic, Huffer Girls, and a lot more about her at our website, stateofthings.org. Geneva, thank you so much.
Thank you.